Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem. We're every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how it works, people. You get a podcast. You get all the ha's. You get all the words of wisdom that my guest and I bring to the table. And I get you, my little cherubs, running around telling the word of J Train. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. If you're sitting at your new job, those are 10 new people that you started with that you could tell. That's right. Your Instagram. You got 200 followers. Look at you. You got a big social media following. Look at you. Make it your Instagram story. Make it right now. Screenshot this show. Tag a bitch. Tag a bitch. Tag a bitch. Tag me. I'll send you a heart. That's my thank you. Totes preach. I'm very thankful. And it's fall season, baby. People need podcasts right now. This is a necessity. Walking to work, walking to class, going to the gym, on the treadmill, Papa JT whispering sweet nothings into your ear. Yeah, that's right. It's me. Keep running. Keep running. Keep going. If you're on the treadmill right now, I just fucking helped you. Keep telling a friend. And listen, I'm coming to your city. Appleton, Wisconsin, October 3rd through 5th. The U Up Tour keeps going. Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville, October 10th through 13th. U Up Northeast, that's Philly, D.C., Boston, and New York. Boston and New York are selling out. That's right. This is a J Train exclusive. Ring that bell. Ding, 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 ding. Selling out. So you need to go right now and get the group chat on those tickies. Okay? Get the group chat together and let's get the crew out. New York and Boston. DC and Philly, we need you too. But I'm just saying, there's a little bit more things going on right now. Okay? There's a little bit more. You don't want to be, you know, sitting outside. Tickets, 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 tickets. That's going to be you with an old hat on. That's right. So listen, now is the time. I can't believe I just tried to Google. Shelby's not here. I'm sorry, everybody. Shelby, our producer, our lovely producer, the man with the magic fingers. And I tried Googling bell. Wouldn't you think bell would come up, like a bell noise would come up first? And why is video not the first thing to come up when you search on Google search?
It should be. I thought Alexander Graham Bell might be the first thing that came up.
For video?
Just for the name Bell.
Get those
sound
tickets.
Effect. Get that ticket. Don't wear an old hat.
Look, it's not even doing it.
There it is.
Get those tickets.
That's more like a butler to get me some tickets.
Get those tickets. The bell's ringing. Very excited about today's guest. His return to the J Train podcast. He was a guest.
Yeah.
On the live, one of the first live episodes.
Was.
Even then, those were fun events.
They were super fun.
That was a good time, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was super
now
fun.
They're like, now it's like, you know, Bieber used to go play acoustic at a bar.
Yeah.
And now he does like a arena. Full arena. That's yeah. What the you up.
It is like everything is like that has grown and that like people it used to be like one or two chicks a year used to ask me if I knew Jared Fried.
Yeah, now
it's like 30. The dirty
wow,
30.
Wow, Bieber.
Yeah, it's blowing
holy
up,
shit.
Man.
Very excited to have me here. Will Noonan at Will Noonan the comedian at Will Noonan the comedian on Instagram at Will Noonan on Twitter. And you are a part of last episode we had Kelly McFarlane and now we are having you're a part of the best of Boston.
Yeah.
And it's an album that's out right now.
Yep.
I pushed the fuck out of it last episode, so I want to let you explain it in your own words. How would you explain it's a stand-up comedy album, which I always say is the cousin to the podcast.
Absolutely.
It's the older you know, worn out cousin of the podcast that's getting now a refresh and a makeover by the gay guys on Queer Eye.
And yeah, exactly. And especially even more of a throwback, it's a compilation album. Remember those?
I don't see. I never grew up on stand-up albums. Like I grew up on like talk radio. That's why I like
I
love
did that
doing
too. Which you can tell you got the
I love talk radio. I love
the bell. You don't use a real bell like they did.
I need to buy a bell right now. I'm so mad at YouTube that it didn't just come up right away.
Like, yeah, what the
imagine
fuck?
That. Imagine 20 years ago, someone going, I can't get a bell noise in half a second.
What the fuck? Like, this is bullshit.
So I don't have a bell magically appear?
From this free service I don't pay for?
So how would you explain the album? And it's a compilation album. So you're getting a little taste.
Yeah.
Of, is it 10 or?
I think there's 10 of us. I used to listen to a lot of like punk rock growing up, and they used to do a lot of compilation albums. It's a great way to find out about bands you wouldn't have found out about, you know, one song from each band.
Absolutely.
Rap compilations I used to buy a lot of.
But not only are you getting a Will Noonan, who, you know, one of the young bucks of Boston comedy, you're getting Don Gavin.
That's the point.
Don Gavin, who's called the godfather of Boston comedy. Yeah. I mean, I know Don a little. I don't even think he would remember me. I've opened for him in Atlantic City, and then I opened for him. We did shows together on the Nantucket Comedy Festival, and that guy, he's so goddamn funny. Not to say you're in that group with him.
It was, when they asked me to do it, I was so, you know, this everyone says this all the time, but I was so honored, like, in a real way. I was like, holy shit, like, look at these names, you know? And that's what's cool about it.
That's the thing, though, like, Boston comedy, like, I'm from outside of Boston, but, so I... You know, just from going home and doing shows at home, I know everybody a little bit.
We consider you homegrown. Like,
I'll take it.
I started here and went up there. People go where they go, you know?
That's the thing. I started here, and what the thing that I, like, you know, I'm jealous of is, like, everyone in that Boston group is very familial.
Yeah.
They're very, like, in on what everyone's doing.
Yeah, we're friendly.
And supportive. Like,
this group tonight, we're all, like, very tight.
Yeah, like, if you ask about one, they know. And it does. I see it with, like, Joe List. Joe was with me at the Nantucket Comedy Festival when I did it. And you would see with him, it was like, oh, it was like he kind of, to all the Boston comics, it kind of felt like he was the kid that, you know, left for college.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it did have that feeling between them two, which I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I see Joe like once a year. I saw him, or once or twice a year. I ran into him at Skankfest this year.
Yeah.
But it's like, no matter how long, it's like, that's like a club we're both in.
Absolutely.
Like,
it's very fraternal. It's very cool. And I think you're going to feel that on the album. And I was saying with Kelly, like, the comics in Boston, like, there's a heritage.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pride. There's, you know, you know, all the Boston, you know, Bill Burr, Conan,
Louis,
Dana Gould,
Joe Rogan, like Greg Fitzsimmons,
Joe Rogan. You know, look at all those comics that have some Boston in them.
It's very ridiculous. Cool. I mean, I grew up there, and my dad was a Boston cop, so we used to go see Steve Sweeney would do all the Boston cop. He used to bring Bill Burr and Patrice to open for him at those things.
Crazy.
And then I came here as an 18-year-old. I went to school here for acting. And I was like, I don't know. Is my mic not working?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I went in and, you know, I got those things like in Times Square, like 20 comedy club tickets for $20.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
I would go to those. I would see Bill Burr and Patrice O'Neill in like 8-person crowds, you know, working on their stuff when I was 18, 19
That's
years old.
Crazy.
Geraldo, Attell. And it was like, you know, 1 a.m. and there's like 12 people in the crowd. And I recognized Burr from these old gigs that I saw, you know, for the Boston Police and at Emerson College. And then I saw Bill at the Wilbur and I went backstage and met him. And then I did a gig with him. And then it's like, you just see him get bigger and bigger. And you're like, I can remember this guy opening for Steve Sweeney at a banquet
hall. It's nice because it takes a certain delusion to do comedy in general.
Absolutely.
You have to have enough delusion to go, I'm going to do it, and look at, he did all the stuff I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But also the real, you know, so you have to stay realistic where you go, well, I also have to write. Just because I'm doing the gigs Bill Burr did doesn't mean that's all he did.
Oh,
you know?
Not even close.
But that is, it does push you a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, to see, you realize like, oh God, like that was 10 years ago I saw Bill Burr at the Boston Comedy Club with no fans in the crowd. You know, that I was 15. You realize how long it really takes and how to get really good at this.
But I think what's great about this album is that you're going to get, like, you know, young guy Will Noonan. You're going to get Kelly McFarlane. You're going to get Christine Hurley.
You got Corey Rodriguez.
You're going to get a little taste of everybody. But also, everyone's got that, you know, when you go to Taco Bell, you know it's Taco Bell, even though you get some different things on the menu. You're like, oh, I know, and that's a...
You have to get a soft taco, hard taco.
I could've used a better restaurant.
No, I was thinking, though, like, I know exactly what you mean. More, let's go with, like, the Whopper. Like, you got to get the Whopper.
Yeah, but there's just a whole menu of things that come from the same restaurant.
Right, right.
So it's like you're going to a Chinese food restaurant. Everything's Chinese food, but you're like, oh, I got the poo-poo platter. I got all that stuff.
That's the real
one. So get the album right now. Pause it. If you're not pausing this show right now, you're wrong. You're wrong. Best of Boston. Go right now. Stream it. Get involved. Will also has a podcast, Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Thanks, man.
So what is Hypothetical? Because we do hypotheticals here on this show. So maybe, you know, we do like Red Flag Deal Breaker.
Nice.
And Would You Rathers. What do you do on Hypothetical?
I usually do one or two hypotheticals myself. But it all started, I started it when I was like, I started this podcast 5-6 years ago.
You were doing it when I had you on J-Train.
Oh, yeah. I started it a long time ago. And it was, I really started it. Speaking of Bill Burr, I started because I liked his podcast, and he said on Joe Rogan's podcast, oh, I've gotten so much better at stand-up doing this one-man podcast.
Interesting.
So I just immediately started doing one, called it Hypothetically, and I really started doing it, I think, in 2013, 2014, and it was like, you know, I'm talking about my trying to get my first album recorded. I'm like complaining about not getting enough feature work, and it was like, that was the podcast then, and it's come with me all through the years, and
it is nice. I understand what you're talking about because I, you know, I have two podcasts myself, which is embarrassing to say.
We all, when that bill comes from Libsyn, you're like, oh,
it's
man.
It's like saying I'm a vegan virgin. It's like,
I'm a vegan
gotta,
who does CrossFit.
Yeah, we got to hear about both of these now. Fuck. but I do consider J Train like my baby, and like, this is where I am me, and it's grown with me. If you go back and listen to the, you know, the old ones, like, you could go back and listen and go, wow, your opinion was this then, and it's grown to this. It's the interesting part about when I hear about, like, canceling someone, and it's like, rarely do people get canceled over a podcast.
Yeah.
It's usually a tweet, because I think a podcast, you feel growth. I think the audience here would agree to that if they've listened over the years.
Yeah, definitely.
I think also you hear the... You hear the door creaking in the voice where it's like, oh, you're thinking about this.
Yeah,
you're not sure.
Yeah, it has
on
tone.
Twitter, everything is, I think this.
Yeah, and you read it and you read it the way you want it to
of
be
course.
Read. Of you course,
know? And this is like, I don't know. So it is cool, and I think about that with this. It's like through the years, this has come with me and just
absolutely.
Like that.
No,
so
I've gone back and listened to like really old episodes when I'm on the road feeling, you ever get that?
You're doing
road loneliness.
I can't listen to this shit.
I go to the old ones.
I don't listen to this show. This is garbage.
I did one at last. Yeah, you're like,
who
oh
would
my
listen
God.
To this show?
Bring,
please
ding,
share
ding.
With your friends.
Tell
please.
Ring the bell.
Instagram story, tag a bitch.
But yeah, it's like a diary almost. Mine.
Yeah.
So I go back and I have these old things, you know, it's crazy.
So I do a Patreon podcast, patreon.com/Jared Fried. And I did, for $3 a month, you get an extra podcast. It's like 20 minutes every Sunday called Coffee with J Train.
Nice.
And I basically do a one man rant and just the same.
It's fun.
It's fun. And I do call it my sad diary.
Yeah, it's kind of what it's like. I did one on the way here, actually, and it's always the same when I do Hypothetically. It kind of starts off like any other podcast where I'm like, so here's what... And then it always ends with me almost like complaining to this microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Every Coffee with J Train ends with me is like, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Coffee with J Train, I'm out. That's like
mine is always like,
show.
Oh, I'm so busy and I don't have any free time. And then I catch myself and do the Irish thing where I'm like, I'm very lucky to be here and I'm happy to have all this. I'm not saying that, but I just want to say that I wish I had more free time. That's my
So opinion. I'm pumped to have Will here. Go check out his podcast, Hypothetically. You also have the Noonan Show.
Yeah, that's our new one, which is a video element. So you can get that. All the old episodes are on YouTube. Clips are on YouTube.
Where's the? What's your YouTube page?
YouTube.com/Will Noonan.
YouTube.com/Will Noonan @WillNoonanTheComedian. That's a lot to follow.
Yeah,
so
it's
all in the description of this episode. I want you guys to go follow Will. He's fucking
Thanks,
hilarious. On top of all of this, hilarious. Best of Boston. That's the album. You should all go get involved. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Now, you said you have a girlfriend and you're moving in.
We moved in. Yeah. It's like 2 months we've been living together.
How's that going?
I love it. Honestly,
you love it.
I love it.
What's the pluses? What's the minus?
Oh, my God. Pluses? Because I've always had dude roommates my whole life. You live alone here, I assume?
I do.
So that's nice. Never done that.
Okay.
I've always had a roommate. So the best part is the place is clean. I'm clean. I've always been the clean roommate.
Well, this is such a dude thing is to be like, because I...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love her. She's close. It's great to have her nearby. Yeah,
it's like giving your Oscars thank you speech and forgetting your wife. Like, you're just like, listen, man, it's cleaner than I ever thought.
It's clean.
The toilet, there's blue in the toilet. You don't believe it. And it's like she's sitting here listening. I'm just imagining her listening going, just say you fucking love
say
me.
Say you love me, man.
Say that I've improved your self-worth. And you're going,
that is
no,
true.
No, no. Not only is it clean, but then I come back and there's food in the fridge.
Yeah, she folds my laundry sometimes. One time I came back from a gig, my laundry was folded in the drawer.
You could get a person to do the fucking... You could have a maid...
Yeah, yeah. Just
get spoken of the same way as your 2 months...
She always on time.
Oh, my God. She's never, always doing
always
stuff.
Locks the door when she leaves. Yeah.
It's so funny because I'm having these discussions. I have a girlfriend. We're talking... You know,
nice.
Move-in situation.
Yeah.
You know, that's on the
docket.
It's on the docket. Oh, and
topics to be discussed.
It's being discussed. It's floated. She does do the thing, though, where she does try to sell it.
Yeah.
And in that way, like, think about how easy it is. No more Ubers and stuff. And I'm like, well, now that you put it in that term, it kind of makes me feel like an asshole. Like, this is what you think would get me in? Like, you couldn't just say, like, wouldn't it be nice to be together more?
It is. I will say, though, one of the things that surprised me was, like, how much money and time I was saving right away. I mean, you obviously spend a lot of money, you know, moving.
Being in a relationship in general.
In general. But I was like, wow, I'm not driving. She only lived across town from me. You know, I'm in Southeast. She was, like, in Brighton. So it was, like, a 15-minute thing. But you don't even realize how much that is, driving
time
back and forth.
And effort.
And we're both very busy. She's in grad school in a medical field, so it's like super intense.
Yeah.
I do stand up, as you know. It's like no schedule at all. You're always all over the place.
Sure. And I'm sure like the one thing is like the hardest part is like, you know, with the schedule of stand up and with anything is like, all right, well, then we have to plan the times that we are together. Now this takes a little of the planning out of it, right?
So we just kind of, we do a lot of like just... What do you want to do? Go grab something to eat right now? Like a lot of right now spontaneous stuff.
Sure.
While we're together.
Well, let's do the podcast. I'm happy for you and your movement. I'll keep it in mind for reasons to do it.
Yeah, if you need any advice. Yeah.
What kind of cleaning supplies do you get?
biggest thing though, get a big bed. Like we went up. We each had like our own fulls and we were just like, let's just trash these and buy a nice queen size bed.
Oh, okay.
King is where you should, but
I'm sitting in a king right now.
So you're fine.
Life is good.
Yeah, I was going to say this. You can fit 12 king size beds
full
on that.
Size bed and I almost jumped off the fucking roof of this apartment.
I mean, you know people, man. When I was single, I always say I could sell real estate in Alston, Brighton, because when I was single, I was in so many apartments over there.
Just trying to get away from your full-size bed.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look at this.
Dude.
A lot of chicks have
full-size. When I hear the word full-size bed, it makes me like a shiver goes down my spine. Like, I'm like, I just remember being in college in my dorm and like having a girl sleep over and like, you're just on your side balancing like you're fucking planking.
It's true. Yeah, it's like you feel your chin hang over the side of the bed, your fingers.
Ugh.
Yeah, so let's we got the big bed.
Let's do some emails.
I'm ready.
Will Noonan, at Will Noonan, the comedian, at Will Noonan on Twitter. Best of Boston. Go get the album. Hello, people. We are sponsored Rothy's. Rothy's, Rothy's. Have you heard the buzz about Rothy's? They're the shoe company that's making cute shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles. They are insanely comfortable and machine washable. It can be hard to find flats that are comfortable, sustainable, and affordable, but Rothy's is the answer to your shoe worries. You won't want to take them off. Listen, I will say this. I don't wear Rothy's because they're made for women. I bought them for my mom. They sent me some Rothy's, sent them my mom's way. You know what? They're great. You know what the feedback was? She loved that they were an anywhere type of situation. I know that for women, it's hard to find that shoe that can go from one place to the other without everyone going, oh, my, how could you ruin our party with such boxes on your feet? I know that the pressure isn't there for me. If I wear sneakers, I wear sneakers. No one seems to give a shit. But Rothy's solved a lot of your shoe worries because you can wear these anywhere. You can wear them to work, after work, on the way somewhere, to dinner, out at night. It's an all-encompassing shoe, and they come in four great styles: the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker. They go with everything, office to the weekend, and they come in tons of cute colors and patterns like herringbone, zebra, or ombre. Plus, they're sustainable. So not only are you wearing a nice-looking shoe, but you're doing something nice for the world. The shoes are made from recycled plastic water bottles, and they're manufactured in a zero-waste facility. So it's nice to wear something that has a little bit of a story. Did you know 85% of shoes end up in landfills, but not Rothy's? When you're done, instead of throwing your shoe away, they send them back to Rothy's for free. They'll recycle them into outsoles for new shoes. So this is one of those win-win-win situations. You win because you get a great-looking shoe. The earth wins because you're not, you know, throwing your shoes into a landfill. And I win because you're supporting the show by supporting Rothy's. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/JTrain. Go to rothys.com. That's rothys.com/JTrain to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/JTrain today. Rothy's, be comfortable and cute. Is one and done really a thing? JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, Jared, love the podcast, Feather Feather. So I've been single for about 8 months now after ending a 3-year relationship, and I'm trying to get back out there. I really don't want a relationship right now, but I want to hook up with guys and explore sex with new people. All right. Why do you laugh? I want to hear your perspective.
I just laugh because I'm happy for people who are this free and they're like, you know, I want to go explore sex with new people.
Well,
you know?
It's funny to say that and then be like, well, and now I have this issue. What issue could you fucking have?
Yeah, she seems like she's very good with herself.
No, I'm very happy with her emailing it. Yeah. I've hooked up with two guys over the past few months, but only one time each. With both men, we flirted, texted, snapped, etc., then had sex. In both cases, I wanted to do it again. Like the next time I'm out at a bar or near where they are, I'll send a flirty Snapchat or text making it clear I want to meet up. But both men seemed uninterested after sleeping with me only once. Mm. My friend suggested that men like to sleep with girls only one and done so the girl won't catch feelings. Is this true? Why can't I find consistent fuck buddy or even multiple guys to hook up with more than once? Do I have to find a new person each time I want to get off? For context, I'm 24 and I've met both of these men through mutual friends and groups. And I like to think I'm decently cute and fuckable, not terrible at sex. Any insight into the male brain would be greatly appreciated. Wow. What do you think?
I don't know. I wish I had met her when I was single. I never met any of these sexually free women in Boston, Puritan Boston.
Sure. I mean, isn't this the goal, though? If you're a guy, the thing that's been most interesting about this podcast with the women that write in is a lot of them are like, hey, I want to fuck buddy, but I want to know that it's as safe as possible, and I want it continuously until we have a breakup. And I'm like, that's a relationship.
Yeah, that's what's hard about that.
Yeah.
I had a friend like that who was a very good friend, and it was like very blurry whether we kind of became very, she started to care about me, and I started to care about her too. Yeah. But it was one of those things where our lives were definitely diverging, and we weren't going to be together.
Yeah.
And it was this type of thing where we kind of would call each other late at night, and it was like, are you around type of thing? And it was hard to, we did have some, like, people, both of us caught feelings, I think, at times.
Interesting. I mean, well, she's saying the one and done thing, though. Like,
I don't know. That's, God, that's tough, because I can think of women in New York that I did once and never talked to again. But I can think, for me, I can think of one story where there was this girl I hooked up with, like a drunken one night stand. Okay. And then the next morning when we woke up, I still wanted to, I was like, hey, let's bang again.
Sure.
You know? And she was just kind of like, like I was in a different.
Yeah, that was the last night.
Yeah, that was last night. If anything, she was. I remember she was like bisexual, and I think she was leaning towards lesbian, and like the drunkenness pushed her towards dick.
Yeah,
but like sobriety was bringing her back towards lesbianism.
She's like, oh, that's not. She was like, wasn't a woman at all. Yeah,
she was like almost like a dude about it. Did I get drunk and suck a dick last night? Like, oh my god, you know, she was ashamed, and I remember feeling like kind of like, hey. Like most girls would be happy. I wanted to do it a second time, you know. So
I think what you know the emailer. I appreciate her email, and I'll say this: she has to understand how ruthless guys will be about being casual.
Yeah.
And sex once, and it's not about you being good looking, bad looking, good at sex, bad at sex. She writes, "I think I'm good at." It's not about that.
No.
It's guys that are out there. If they get a vibe that you're like, hey, we're just going to fucking be casual. They're like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, but
we're going to be casual. And I think like, I just think this is like a language thing. I think she's right. Guys don't want, like, we'll see, like guys have huge egos.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, if I fuck her again, then she'll think that like I like her more. And it's like, that isn't necessarily true. I think if you meet someone out at 11 o'clock and then you meet them out at 11 o'clock again, that doesn't. I don't think any girl's going home being like.
If a girl Snapchat messages me at 11:30 later, you know what it means.
This is the thing, and I think when you've been with them once, there's this thought of like, okay, you're in the fridge now until I want to have that later, and they're gonna go out and search for other women that will be, you know, are new, and different, and it's not a. It has nothing to do with her as a person or what she could do differently. What she could do differently is not have sex, but then that's not what she wants. She wants to
have some sex. Yeah. I don't know. This is an interesting one. I wonder how she's meeting dudes and how she acts when she's with them, because she has a very good, she seems like she knows what she wants and she can communicate it.
Well,
so
maybe,
I wonder if
that's,
she's scaring these dudes off a little bit.
That's the problem, I think. I think when you communicate, hey, I want to be casual, you're like, this chick ain't going to be casual at all. Like, I think, like, if you leave things more in the unknown for guys where they're, like, chasing something a little bit more, that'll help her out to get the two and done and the three and done. So the one and done, the guy has sex and you go, so when can we fuck again?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, this isn't as casual as I want.
Yeah, it's kind of like those panic rooms that people pay for. It's like, you know, it's not really dangerous, but you want to feel like you're doing something and accomplishing a small task.
Yes. And
on your own, too.
That's the thing where, like, because girls will, and I'm not saying this as, like, a guess. I get these emails every week, and they're like, I want to be casual. I want to be out there and fucking. Make sure you're here by 8 to fuck. And you're like, well, that's not casual.
That's not casual.
No. So it's like, I think maybe it's her exit interview.
Yeah.
Needs to be more casual than she's making it. It's not like, you can't sit there with someone you casually fucked and go, so when do we be casual again? No.
Yeah.
You have to go, I'm out with friends. We're hanging. I'll be at my place in 20. And then you have to be, and I know this is, I can't tell you how to feel. You do, but this is how you have to look at it. You have to be okay with someone saying, I'm choosing pizza.
Yeah.
I'm choosing
my couch. Yeah,
because
that's what casual
is.
That's
what casual is. If you say, and listen, if you don't want that, then you don't want casual.
Yeah,
and that's okay to admit.
The girl I knew who
admit
was,
to it.
The girl I knew who was like this, she always kind of made me feel like she had other stuff going on.
Mm.
And that when it was working well, she kind of made me feel like, in a good way, like, I'm not dependent on you for fun, and like, maybe I'll meet up with you. She used to call it straggling. That's what she used to call it.
Straggling.
Stay behind. Stay back of the group, and just we'll figure it out as we go.
I like that.
I like that, right? That's what she used to call it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Will Noonan, @WillNoonan, the comedian on Instagram. Best of Boston is the album. Go stream it right now. I like this email because I've heard a lot about this. First time on a sugar baby website. Are you familiar with what that is?
College just started in Boston, and there was an article in the paper about how all the freshman girls are signing up for these daddy apps and sugar daddy apps.
So basically to get money to be some sort of companion for a guy with money.
Yeah, it's basically...
And in Boston, like move-in season is a huge deal.
Huge deal.
Because there's so many colleges. There are articles, not this one specifically, yeah, but there's always the move-in season article.
Event.
It's a huge thing.
It's spread across the whole city now. Yeah. Southeast huge with it. And there was an article about, is this dangerous for these young girls? You know,
well, this is probably what she's asking. And yeah, I do think it is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't that what Francis...
So, I mean, to go back to it... before we get into the email, I don't know. I haven't read this yet.
Yeah.
But there was a situation where a girl was in one of these sites,
mm-hmm,
and ended up... But
she was missing for a few days. It looked like she was going to be found.
It's a horrible story. But then you go and find out that she was a part of like listening to certain podcasts and part of certain groups that was okay with this.
Yeah.
And I do think, and going back to like going through your backlog,
yeah,
we were asked something about this way back when. And I remember how this, I kind of had this email. I remember... I would like to hear what I gave, the advice I gave back then, without knowing...
Yeah, that someone died doing
it. Someone died doing it. And I think, I would hope, and I do think I was on the side of safety, of like how public you have to be with these things. And
yeah,
and like you can't tell someone what to do. And if you need money, I guess, and if this is your only option.
Yeah, but it's funny to me because it's a very, I've not to do my bits, but I have a bit about just how much an Uber, you like 10 years ago, you'd never think about getting in the car with a random person.
Of course.
A lot of people talk about Uber bits and Tinder bits. But that's a change of the time. And it's kind of ushered in a whole new, we're not as afraid to meet a stranger anymore. Oh,
especially offline.
Offline. Just, you have a common interest. You know,
but the more we're online, the more you can find out about a person. So,
right,
like, you know, listen, I've gotten DMs from accounts with faceless, and you're like, well, no. I need to see that. Like, we had a guy that wrote in that he was looking for stuff on, he was not having luck on the dating apps, and his Instagram was nothing. And it's like, we have to be able to look you up a little bit.
It's the background check.
Yeah, we have to be able to feel comfortable
on
our own.
So many women that I dated on Tinder would tell me, oh, I looked through, I saw pictures of you with your nieces, and I was like, oh, he must be like at least a half a human being.
Sure, and also having the mutual friend that's like, oh, can I ask the friend?
Exactly.
What are they like? So let's go to the email. I met this guy through, and then this is the site. I was totally new to this site after I got dumped by my boyfriend of 4 months. I was not expecting anything from the app. There was a 20-year age gap between the guy and myself. I'm 24. He's 44. We had great chemistry, had a great life. He had a great life. He made the first move, would call me, call and text me continuously. We finally arranged the first date. It was romantic. We had wine, dinner, and I had sex with him for the first time. A week later, arranged a second date, took me to Chicago for 2 weeks. I stayed with him at his condo. He paid for my flight, food, shopping expenses. Hey, breathing deeply at this. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if this is something you need to be doing.
Well,
I also met his close friends, and I felt like everything went great. After the trip had ended, we would still talk every day, and suddenly all communication stopped. I was being honest and upfront. I questioned why he stopped talking with me. He said that long distance is hard because he wants to be close with a person every day. A few months follow, he texted me as to how I was doing. He mentioned that he was in a relationship with another girl. Then we stopped all communications. I don't know why I'm still hurt about this. It's been a year. I cannot seem to get over this. I feel there was something wrong with me. My guess is he is probably with a younger and much prettier girl.
Oh.
Any advice for me? By the way,
she's
this is
gorgeous.
A picture for my celeb lookalike because people, our normal producer gives celeb lookalikes. She's very pretty, very beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
What do you think?
Well,
I have an opinion.
All right, so I'll go first because I'm probably wrong.
No. I think it's interesting. I hope that she takes some solace in hearing our pained reaction to the email because we're two men. We're two men that have our own deep, disgusting thoughts of our own, okay?
Yeah.
That's the reason this podcast exists, to be honest about uncomfortable situations in a comfortable environment. And she's being honest. She's like, I went on a site for sugar babies, okay? And she gives the site. I'm not going to give out the site because I just don't. I'm not going to get into that. But then she has a very real experience and now feels hurt by that experience. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think what really complicates this entire thing is the money. When you start to take money from somebody, it changes everything, and it gives them immense power over you.
Yes.
So,
and it's a and you're less a person and more a product.
Exactly. And easier to discard.
Of course.
You know, because
this isn't a the two-way contract was accepting the gifts and money and the trip and the, you know.
Yeah, and there's no guilt with, hey, I took you to Chicago. I did all this stuff. Like, what are you sad about?
He's saying, this was the arrangement of the site you were on.
Yeah, I didn't meet you on Tinder or from a newspaper ad or something. Like, this is sugar daddy stuff.
And especially if you were on Tinder or any dating app and the guy was like, I'm flying you out, I'm paying for all this. Even then, you'd go, if you told that to friends, your friends would go, well, that's a lot. Do you feel comfortable taking that type of... And then you'd go, well, we're going to try and date. This is how he dates people. And you could... That lie would be okay on those. But when you're on the arrangement site...
Yeah, that's... It's what he went there for, she went there for. Money changes everything. If say, for example, I know a guy who got married, right? And he took... He married into money, and the mother-in-law gave them, like, when they got married, like 20-30 grand or something.
Just to have,
you know?
Oh, wow.
But then it turned out, like, every time he was like, hey, we don't want to go visit, like, we're busy this weekend, we can't quite make it. Well, I did give you 20-30 grand.
Yeah.
Starts to be kind of, like, brought up every single time. Anytime you start taking...
You've made a deal with the devil.
Right? It's very common. And
the devil is money.
Yeah, and it doesn't... That's a mother-in-law and a son-in-law. That's no dating, no sex, no nothing.
And before we got into this email, we're talking about the trappings of these types of sites with the sugar baby, sugar daddy sites, where it's like... That all has to do with money. Where it's like, if someone's desperate for money, they're going to be desperate... They're going to live in desperation with their actions. So they're going to be less safe... And less
more
questions.
More impulsive.
More impulsive. So that's what these sites kind of do to you. So I'll say to her, I agree with everything you said. She says, I feel bad. And she even says he's with a much younger, prettier girl. Well,
Doesn't get much younger and much prettier.
No, she's
24.
This girl's a young, pretty girl.
Yeah.
I can't press that enough. But even so, when you make yourself a product, you're like, of course you're going to... I understand why she's written that, even though it's not true.
Yeah.
I understand. She's like, well, he went with the 2.0. You know, like, he went with the bigger gig iPhone.
It's like Uber Eats being like, hey, why are you using Grubhub now? It's like, hey, I used all the apps on my phone, and I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I used to always say, when you start dating someone off Tinder, you delete Tinder, and you just, like, delete 30 people with the snap of a finger.
Game over. That's the thing. So
you don't think about Mario when you turn the Nintendo off, and you don't think about them when you turn Tinder off.
If you go on... So that's the thing, and the advice to her is, if you go on a site where... It's not a dating site first.
Yeah.
You're going to have this happen.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
It's like he came there and listen, he disappeared because he was done with the product that you've turned yourself into.
I mean, he could be married, this guy, and have a wife and kids.
Absolutely.
You know?
And his thing is, I'll do 2 weeks, get it out of my system, tell my wife I was abroad.
Yeah.
And then every year I have my 2 weeks where I rent a chick.
I mean, seriously.
These are disgusting. I understand if you're listening going, this is disgusting. Yeah. We have to talk about this normally. I can't lie to this person.
Well, when it is a trade, you know, I mean, this girl got a, money, gifts, and she traded a little something for it.
But
which is intimacy.
I think what she has to realize is that don't think you're different than the normal. I know how hard that is to maybe hear, because you're on a site where men pay women to be companions.
Yeah.
For as long as... Or women pay men. Listen, it can go both
ways. It can,
ways. I apologize. That's not...
Sugar
that's not
mamas.
All. Sugar mamas. Those exist too.
They exist.
People pay people for companionship, and that is what... And so when they stop paying and stop using it, you're going to be done.
Yeah.
So don't think that, like... It's like... When you go to a strip club and your buddy falls in love with a stripper.
It's just like that.
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's just like
no,
that.
No, you're at a strip club. Their it's, job.
And you have, it's like the guy who goes back day after day and spends yeah. more and more money there no, and bringing dude. Flowers. And,
yeah. It's like, and it's every bachelor party has that guy.
Yeah.
And it's every
true.
Bachelor party goes, ah, he fell in love.
Yeah. And, it, and they're normally a great guy. You know, they're
yeah,
normally
it can
like,
happen to anyone.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're normally a great dude, too. I remember seeing that.
So
that happen
she says, I don't know why I'm still hurt. I understand why you're still hurt.
Yeah, and you know, I hate to say it. If this were a friend of mine, I'd be very worried about this. I'd be like, you know, it's so easy for a guy to just say, yeah, I got money, yeah, I'll be your sugar daddy, and then just show up. And
if I'm her, you got to unsubscribe. You got to stop texting. Chalk it up as a mistake. Because listen, I'm not saying it's a mistake. Listen, everyone's different.
Yeah. You,
maybe some people can go on those sites and have that 2 week and then go, hey, that was great. I'm saying chalk it up as your own. You see how you feel now. That could happen again. Let's not let it happen again.
My advice, too, would be if you like an older guy who's got money, go to, like, where they hang out and maybe meet one sort of naturally, and he'll still be your sugar daddy, and you'll still be his sugar mama, but you'll also have a little bit of a relationship.
There's a lot of bars
it.
At nice hotels that would love to have
art gallery openings.
And bring friends and be safe. Oh, we are sponsor people. If you found $100 on the street, would you pick it up or keep walking? Of course you take the money. So why do you keep picking? So why do you keep picking winners and not betting on them? That's why I go to MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay when you win. Let's face it, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best. I have an account on MyBookie. I love using them. It's the time of year for it. Fall, you got football, baseball season, college football. It's all there, and having a little taste on the game is a fun time. And I'm not saying go on, you know, MyBookie and spend the farm. I'm saying get a little taste. Put your beak in. Get a little nosh. Nosh it. It's fun. Who cares about Michigan Notre Dame? You know when you care? We got a little scratch on the game. And here's the thing. I got a great deal for you, okay? Join now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's right. It'll double your first deposit for up to $1,000, okay? Use promo code JTRAIN to activate the offer. That's promo code JTRAIN. So you put in 300, MyBookie tosses in another 300. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. We are sponsored. Oh, Adam and Eve, what a great sponsor. What a great fit. You're sitting there right now with an old vibrator, some old lube, and a hammer or whatever you're using to get off. And it's not enough. Adam and Eve is a great place to get some of the new awesome stuff that's out there on the market. And listen, none of us should be embarrassed to buy these things. They got butt plugs, lubes, ticklers, whips, cock rings, nipple clips, everything to turn your room into an amusement park of kink. And I love it. So I think we should all get involved, buy something for your partner, get something for yourself. It's a great way to shake up a Sunday night with your gal or guy, whoever you are into at that time. So listeners to J-Train get a very special offer for a limited time only. Go to adamandeve.com. You'll get 50% off just about any item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also get six free adult DVDs plus 10 tantalizing free mystery gifts. That's something for him, something for her, and third item you'll both enjoy. And to top it all off, they'll even throw in a free shipping on your entire order, and you can always feel secure because you always get 90-day risk-free returns when you shop at adamandeve.com. So go to adamandeve.com. Use promo code JTRAIN at checkout. That's JTRAIN, JTRAIN at adamandeve.com. Use code JTRAIN at adamandeve.com to save 50% on your first item. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We have a dude email.
Love it.
I want to read. I'm here with Will Noonan at Will Noonan the comedian.
Yeah. I could use some love on Instagram.
Get some Instagram love. There's this guy. I like this one. NYC Hinge. Hey, J Train, big fan of the podcast. I started listening 5 years ago when I was in high school.
Nice.
Just graduated, moved to New York City to start work. I've had success with getting dates from the apps, but I've been told that I'm not great at letting girls know I'm into them. Any advice on how to let them know that I like them, how to move along Thursday drinks would be appreciated. What do you think?
I guess because I'm a comedian, this was something I never really struggled with. I was always...
Yeah, I'm pretty okay with like, hey, that... I think the one thing is, and I think he's a young guy, so yeah. I'll make a lot of assumptions about him.
I mean, just
young
graduated.
Man, just moved to New York City, out on the dating apps, has a job. First time he has a little bit of money in his pocket, and he thinks he's hot shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Guess what? That means you're not that hot shit. There's always someone richer,
better
looking.
And he's here in New York City?
Yeah, he's in New York.
Oh, come on, man. You're in the big leagues.
And here's what I'll say.
That might work in Hartford.
If a girl says if your feedback is that you're not interested, maybe it's time to show interest. And the one thing, I watched that show. There was a dating show that was on Netflix where they like followed a bunch of dates and one guy or girl on dates with whatever they were into, guys,
okay.
Girls, lesbians, gays,
yeah,
whatever
I saw
it was,
that, yeah.
Dating around. The most interesting part of dating around was how few questions the men asked of women on the dates. They went on monologues. So I would say to this guy, have some questions in the cartridge.
Oh, this is what I tell my friends all the time. Just
yeah.
listen, and ask follow-up questions.
Yes.
Not just questions. Don't have a list of like, where'd you go to college? What's your mom's favorite hobby? When she says something, ask her a question about what she just said.
Also, the best way, what she just say, and make them open-ended so then they get talking.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you feel about that?
Yeah.
How'd just like how when in the beginning of this podcast, go listen to how I'm talking to Will about moving in with his girl.
Yep.
What's the best and worst part?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a
some
big
of those
thing.
Feel like they're like, well, I don't want to sound like I'm like, you know, the fucking 20 questions guy. But everyone loves talking about themselves.
I've kind of had a very similar experience to this kid. I moved to New York when I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I started dating right away. And I was in acting school, and I was being trained in this, like, method acting, all this, like, real serious type of acting school. And they would teach us there. All you got to do is listen. Now, to be a good actor, listen to the person you're acting with. Pay attention to them, right?
Yeah.
I took that into my personal life. And when these chicks would talk to me, I would look them in the eye, and I would listen, and I would answer them. And I actually think I had to dial it back a little bit because I was putting out so much interest.
Sure.
That every girl I even went on one date with was like, man, this guy like is so interesting.
I agree with everything you're saying. Interest, asking questions. And I also think like you don't have to go crazy with this stuff. No. What you're going to notice is men are given this great thing where the bar is very low right now.
Yeah.
So you
oh,
can
yeah.
go, if just asking a few different types of questions will get you. And here's the other thing. And here's how you pull it back. I do this with comedy stuff. When someone gives me an opportunity with comedy, I write a thank you email.
Yeah, I do that too.
And hey, thanks so much.
Nice boy.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Here's what ruins the thank you email. Asking for more.
Oh, yeah.
Just a thank you without asking because there are
plenty of time for that later.
They know you want shit.
Yeah.
They know you want your dick sucked. Like these girls. So after the date, if you had a fun time, if you enjoyed yourself, you want to see this person again. Hey, I had a really great time. It was really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's great.
If they don't think that's interested... After you've asked a bunch of questions, hey, I had a really good time. It was nice hearing about your life. It sounds like your job's going really well. I'm really pumped for it.
Little something I was listening
Boom.
About. Yeah.
Something you
hope
listen.
You get that internship in Ecuador you were
yeah.
talking about.
Inside joke. But don't go, and I'd love to see you this Thursday
yeah.
and one so you could please suck my dick.
Yeah.
Like, no.
yeah. I'm rock hard right now.
Please.
I'm still looking at that pic of us,
There's
man.
So much cum in my balls. Please, God. Please meet me out this
Saturday. Send me a nude. Send me one fucking nude.
You can just do... Stop yourself from the thing you want to say,
yeah.
but say what you know you should say. And that, you know, that, that's
you know, this guy, it's true, man. He should watch a couple acting classes, and, you know, learn how to look them in the eye and pay attention. And
JTrain podcast at gmail.com, JTrain podcast at gmail.com. We'll do one more.
Yeah.
Killing it at Will Noonan, the comedian on Instagram. Go follow, go support at Will Noonan on Twitter. Best of Boston. That is the album. Get involved. Love it. It's a little taster
a little
of
sample.
The Northeast of New England.
New stuff. Unreleased material.
Too. Is it?
Yeah.
Love it. Just trying to make new friends. JTrain, love the podcast and you up. They always crack me up during my commute at work. So I've been seeing this guy pretty consistently for the past month. We've hung out 2 to 3 times a week, and it's been so easy and fun. We met at the pool in my condo building. He was there with a group of people, and I ended up day drinking with all of them that day. I've continued to hang out with the girls in that group over the past month, and I feel like we've become friends. I feel like I've continued to hang out with the girls in that group. Oh, so
she met a group and hangs with the girls.
We met at the pool in my condo building. He was there with a group of people, and I ended up day drinking with all of them that day. So she hangs out with now the girls from that group over the past month, and I feel like we've become friends. This past weekend, one of the girls invited me to a party at her place to watch college football, and the guy I was seeing was invited too. Despite the fact that things have been going well with him, I kind of feel weird in this situation. Things are still new between us, and I don't want him to think I'm inserting myself in his life or showing up to his friends' parties when he doesn't want me there. His friends told me that he said that he likes me, but I would still feel better if he invited me rather than her. He seemed kind of weird, so I brought this up to him, and his response did not make me feel better. Screenshots attached. Love a screenshot.
Oh, boy. I love that, too.
I ended up not going. Okay, so let's read, and then we'll read what happened.
You want to do one? I'll do one?
Yeah, you do. I'll do her. You do him.
All right. I'm blue.
I hear. So he wrote. I hear.
I hear Jackie invited you to her place tomorrow.
Yeah, she mentioned it earlier this week. I have to go be in. She mentioned it earlier this week. I have to go to lab in the morning for a bit, but I may come once I'm back.
Okay.
That's his.
just two letters.
Just okay. Are you going?
Oh, maybe I'll be there. Ha ha ha. Yes.
Okay.
That's weird.
So he wrote, oh, maybe I'll be there.
Three
then
A's.
A next text was, ha ha ha, yes. Now she writes.
That is weird.
Ha ha. I'm sorry I'm so awkward. I like you, and I'm so happy we met that day. But I also don't want you to feel like I'm inserting myself in you and your friends, so the situation feels kind of weird for me. I probably am overthinking it.
Yes, she is.
And then he writes.
Oh, sorry. It was a joke. Oh, sorry. Damn.
It feels kind of weird for me. I probably am overthinking it.
Ha ha ha. You're good. I'll let you know if you should fuck off. Upside down smiley face.
Ugh.
For now, you're welcome to come hang out. LOL. I'm happy we met, too.
Fuck off is a bit harsh of a... Yeah, I'm with her. Fuck off is a bit of a harsh term, if I'm being honest. But I appreciate knowing you'd be honest with me. I will be the same for you.
It was a joke.
And then he wrote back again.
Yeah, that was like how many days later?
No, it was the same day.
How are you, miss? Ooh, this was tough to read because this is just two people. One, he's trying to be very light and bless you. Bless you. He's trying to be very light and casual and funny.
Yeah.
And failing at
Well, he's failing because what he's trying to do is tight wire walk. He's trying to keep the fuck.
Yeah.
But not grow the fuck.
That's so true.
You've
gotten so good at this, Jared.
I know what I'm doing. Because I love when I get that. This is where I'm best at.
Yeah.
The text messages, this is like, in Madden, when you have like the speed,
it's your 99.
I'm a 99 when it comes to deciphering a guy's text because he's running in place at the red light while running his miles.
Yeah,
he's trying to keep you at one space in the relationship, and she's the smartest thing for him would have been come. It's gonna be a blast. Those are his friends.
Yeah, positivity.
Yeah, positivity.
Easy going.
Also. They're his friends.
Yeah.
When they break up, His friends will go with it. It's not going to make it weird.
It's home court advantage.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. She's the one that's going to feel a little bit awkward and have to come back to the group as a friend and not a fuck. So,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, that would be how I would play it. I'd be like, no, come. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun. He pumped the brake a little bit there
and tried to kind of.
He tried to let her know what they are when he didn't have to. Because he even when he wrote, and the most extreme version of this is, I'll tell you when to fuck off.
Yeah, that was
like, dude, little. And she wrote, that's a little harsh. Like, yeah, she's fucking right.
Yeah, she is.
It's a little harsh. So she wrote, I ended up not going to the party, and we've been talking normally since that night, and everything seems fine. But all this is in the back of my mind, and I'm not sure how to go about the situation. I want to still continue being friends with the girls, and right now I'm leaning towards keeping my friendship with them and my relationship with him separate for now. Let me know what your thoughts are on the situation. I would appreciate any and all advice. Would also like a celeb lookalike. Well, Shelby's not here for the celeb lookalike, but we'll look you up. What do you think? Well, how should she play this going forward?
It's tough to say because, like you said, this guy's not sure what he wants yet.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
I think he's sure that he enjoys hooking up with her, but I think he's also sure trying to protect the group he has. I think she sounds like she's new to this city.
Sounds like she's kind of trying to make some friends.
She wants some friends, yeah, which I don't blame her for. This is, yeah, she's cute.
That's her celeb lookalike.
Yeah, she's cute and fun. She's doing fun things.
Blonde.
She's got drinks in her hand. She's at a Topgolf. Yeah, this is a.
I'm trying to think of a. She kind of looks like Emma Roberts.
Oh, okay. I see that.
You see that?
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
But I get what's going on. Like, I understand where she's coming from because she's like, hey, I'm just like, I really like these other girls and the fuck ain't bad either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, I do think she kind of has to separate it. I think, like, also, you can be friends with people that know someone you fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be... I always kind of think that you go through awkward, not around it. So, like, whenever you try to go around awkward, it gets more awkward.
Yeah.
If you go... If this guy came to you, if you were like tiptoeing around trying to meet these girls, then you're going to be awkward with those girls. You want friends. Hey, let's go do this thing. Let's go out for drinks. Let's do happy hour. Where are you guys going after? Go talk to them.
Yeah.
If he's at the group and he's there, you go, hey, good to see you. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's, you know, how you been? Where are you? What are you doing? Where are you from? And then it becomes more normal. And then whatever happens with you guys hooking up wise, like whatever happens.
Yeah.
But at least with these girls, that could be a long-lived friendship that could be great.
Yeah.
You know, that has more meat in the bone than maybe this guy will, because the guy has just told you what he wants.
Yeah, or the group even. Or there could be another guy in this group who's even better, who's just shy. She hasn't even met him yet. You know what I mean?
And look at the... I just like that the upside-down smiley face.
Oh, I know. That's a bad one. This dude's got some...
Is like the international, I'm not a douchebag. Like, it all of a sudden, like, cleans up. Yeah. The shitty thing you said.
Yeah, it's the old...
Yeah, haha, you're good. I'll let you know if you should fuck off. Upside down smiling. Like, dude.
Good for her, though, for she didn't
sniffing
answer
it out.
And she didn't answer back after it was a joke. She just let that hang.
Yeah, you acted like a dick. And he knew you were walking into an uncomfortable situation, which he should have been a little bit more caring of that.
Yeah.
Like, and for you to say, like, well, you know, you have to take care of you. And if as long as you act honestly and without hate,
yeah,
he can't come back to you and go, well, what the fuck? You're getting with my friend group? And it's like, yeah, we're all cool.
Yeah,
why aren't you cool?
Exactly. She's very cool and communicative and everything like that. And I think she's a little cooler than this dude.
Yeah, I think... yeah, but he's told you what it is. Will Noonan, thank you for coming on.
Dude, I had so much fun, man.
Such a pleasure. At Will Noonan, the comedian on Instagram. Best of Boston is the album that you should all go listen to. We just had Kelly McFarlane on and now Will Noonan. They're both on the album. Yeah. Go stream it right now. Be involved with all these great comedians, because you get a little taste of everybody,
yeah,
which is
a great
album. And I'm Jared Fried every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions, Atlanta, Nashville, Orlando, and Miami. Get those tickets for Live You Up. We'll be back next episode. Boom.